Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Hey everyone, it's been a moment since my last video episode on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast platform. The reason for this episode is we have a lot of customers who are enrolled in Sturgis Credit Repair who are business owners or future business owners. A lot of people call me or ask me questions by the hour, what steps they need to do to build business credit, how to get business funding, and pretty much how to grow their business with any type of funding. So, you know, being the good guy that I am, I'm always finding the right source to give you the right answers. So instead of me doing this research and, you know, getting back with everyone, I found someone who's very educated in the business funding industry and has been doing this for over 25 years. I have been in contact with Jimmy Rios with Rios Financial Group. And in this episode, he's just pretty much going to lay out the whole, you know, plan to help you build business credit, get business funding, and things like that to help your business grow. So tune into this episode.
Yeah, no, we've been, I've been doing this for about 20, 25 years.
Okay.
You know, started with the, with, you know, working with the Latino market back in the late 90s, early 2000s, before social media. And
right.
Saw a very big need in helping the community.
Yeah.
And so I decided to start my own company because I was working for a corporate company called Commercial Credit. Ended up getting bought out by Citigroup.
Yep.
And I was doing loans and got into, you know, underwriting and all that jazz. And then, but I noticed that, you know, the only way I could help more people was being able to, like, do it myself.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that I couldn't do working for corporate, and I was relegated to a box. And I always, I'm of the mind of, like, break the box. There's no walls in what we do. Right.
Right.
Let's try to get things. And so I started with a lot of education and helping the clients that I did get with their credit and with their taxes. And so Latino community, you become almost the master of everything, right? You have to do it all.
Yeah.
But I learned rather quickly that you can't do it all.
Oh, absolutely.
It served its purpose when it had to, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were developing the business, you could take on clients that way and be very hands-on. But as time passed and things started growing, you know, you started having to delegate and started having to move chips around differently. So that's
right.
How Rios business advisors kind of came about, because, you know, we teamed up with other experts in different fields to help me be able to kind of quarterback these clients and get in the services and needs that they had, so that I didn't have to do it all.
Right. You know? Absolutely.
Well, credit was always at the focal point of everything we did, and kind of like on the financial spectrum, on the ecosystem, credit became our center point, right? Because from there, it branched off into all the other things that we needed to do, right?
Right.
So business funding became a very big part of, you know, my trajectory, because as I was working with a lot of these clients, I noticed many of them were self-employed. And though having good credit can help you to a certain point, if you don't structure yourself properly in business, your personal credit will only take you so far.
Right.
You can only do so much. Plus, it's more of a liability for you if you are using your personal credit for everything.
Correct.
You know? Well, I wrote a book called Decoding the Mystery of Business Credit, really delineating the steps on one, you know, setting yourself up properly with credit. So you have to take care of yourself first, right? Put on the mask, so to speak, and get your foundation right.
Right.
But then really focusing on bridging over to business credit, you know, for two things. I mean, you use business credit properly, you can leverage yourself out of the bind that you might be in on a personal level.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So your scores can jump through the hoops, or, you know, rather quickly if you leverage properly utilizing your business.
Right.
With business credit, you don't have the parameters that you can only use so much of your credit for it not to affect you, right? So, you know, the 30-40%, you know, mark that we're told not to go over, you know, so it doesn't affect our credit. Well, that doesn't exist with business credit. So
right.
You have more leverage. And usually you can get lent more money when you have business credit.
Correct.
You know, you have more options in that credit spectrum than you would on a personal level. So
right.
Started really teaching structurization and how to go about, you know, taking yourself from, you know, a regular LLC into, you know, getting more exotic with, you know, S-corps and holdings companies.
Yep.
And trusts and, you know, all the things we learned over time. Obviously for me, it was a life lesson in, you know, mistakes, right?
Right.
25 years of mistakes, I call it.
Yeah.
And I teach my kids that like mistakes are not bad.
Oh, absolutely. Saying that,
you know, we don't win or lose. We win or learn.
Right.
You know, you don't lose in the process of learning. It's not fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, in the process of a loss,
yeah,
financially or otherwise, you know, there's going to be some uncomfortableness inside of that and some points that you're going to have to come back from. But, I mean, it's also a really good lesson that you don't learn in school. You know,
right.
They teach you that. So you have to kind of go through the fire to get to the other side. You
know? Mm-hmm.
And that's I think that's what's helped me be able to put on that perspective, the different perspective when I listen to somebody's situation, because as much as I want to help everyone, right,
right, there's
certain things that need to be done in that scope of helping them, and they need to be able to be told the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being honest with them where the holes are, what needs to be done to fix it.
Right.
Sometimes people want to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in an instant gratification society, and everybody wants, you know, to have perfect credit after they took 20 years to mess up their credit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they come back, it's like, well, I don't understand why can't this be done in 60 days?
Right. 30 days? Right. Yeah. I mean, man, just me being, you know, primarily in the credit repair industry and dealing with those people trying to improve their credit, you know, to get a car, house, whatever the case is, start a business. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's almost like they lack accountability when it comes to improving their credit scores, because like you just mentioned, you know, they take a million years to damage their credit, but then everyone is looking for that quick fix. Everyone is looking for that instant guarantee, I can fix your credit type of marketing that's out there. And it's almost like, you know, the whole exercise and the weight loss things, you know, a lot of people, right, they take years, you know, eating bad and eating junk and things like that. And me myself, you know, I'm a pretty big guy, and, you know, I kind of have to be hard on myself sometimes. And daily I try and ride my bike and I do a little fasting here and there and try to lose weight. But, you know, of course, on the weekends, I like to go out and eat my tacos and my margaritas and things like that. And, you know, I see a lot of people, they're looking into all of these weight loss supplements, Ozempic and all of this stuff. And, you know, whenever I hear people contact me and they're like, oh, well, can you fix my credit in 30 days or 60 days? I used to get mad, or I guess aggravated, but now, you know, I've gotten to the point in business, I've been doing this 6 years now, I've kind of gotten, you know, adjusted to it. You know, we're only human, so I don't think it's just credit repair that people do this with. It's with everything. Yeah. You know, a lot of people think they can lose 100 pounds in 30 days and stuff like that, you know.
Well, I mean, it happens to us in the funding arena, right? Yeah. With business funding, we have people coming to us that, you know, will throw a scenario out and they're like, yeah, I need $5 million and I need all these bells and whistles, right?
Yep.
And then they're like, you ask them a very normal question. Okay, well, how much capital do you have?
Correct.
Right? How much collateral do you have?
Yeah.
You start going through the five C's of credit. Why is it any different if you're buying a house for $500,000 or $300,000 that you need a down payment?
Right.
Why would it be any different with an asset that carries more debt, right? Mm-hmm. That carries a higher price tag. And they're like, well, why would I have to put any money down?
Right.
Like, I'm looking for 100%. I'm like, when did it become a unicorn in that arena, in that world of high finance, to think that you could just leverage, you know, multi-million dollar projects with no money?
Right.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know where you heard that. I don't know where they heard it. I don't know, but I've been doing this for a long time. And I'm like, in every arena that I've been in, there's exotic ways of getting things done, but you better have a very huge track record.
Your ducks in a row.
Having done some of these things.
Yeah.
And it justifies itself. And so I have to go back even to those come to us. And I'm like, look, let's get realistic. Otherwise, we're just going to be wasting our time.
Right, you know? Right.
And talking about the realism of financing, right, and credit and for what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. One thing that I have been going through a lot lately is this new age of social media in business, right? So me being in the credit repair industry, there's a lot of these TikTok videos and Instagram reels of people saying, oh, send in this letter and it's automatically going to delete whatever you want off of your credit. And I kind of see the same thing when it comes to the business side of things. So you got people out here stating, oh, you can automatically get $100,000 in business funding, go create your LLC and do this. And within 3 weeks, you can be able to get $100,000 of free money and you don't have to pay it back and all of this nonsense. And I'm like, man, but sadly, you know, you get people like me or you that's actually posting legit ways and the actual real process, people don't want to hear that. They want to hear this garbage that's telling them they can get $100,000 or $1 million all, you know, within a month with no type of proof of income, no business records, no business deposits or anything like that, man. It's crazy in business these days for the good guys.
So you know, it's one of those things where, I mean, we have over probably 500 different lenders that we work through when we're getting term sheets. And we know, like, in our presentation, like, as we put together a file, we're going to know which ones we're going to be able to leverage rather nicely to be able to get some of these approvals, right, on a quick note. It's not impossible to get that stuff, but you really have to be at the high end of structure. When we go to submit somebody that that we think we can get in a stackable way, you know, 100, 200, 300,000 with maybe 4 or 5 approvals, right? Not all of these approvals come back as a one-shot deal, here you go. But we can stack it, and the loans are loans. You still got to pay those back.
Yeah.
People don't realize that part. We have a system that we set up called the iLevel to HiLevel program, which allows us to take leverage from those components, those debt structures, and we can put it in a non-recourse environment where we can take it into our hedge fund and produce 10x money on that money, right? So you can get income coming in a 10x format. So if you brought in 10,000 and you made 100,000, now you can use that 100,000 and pay off the debt. But the debt is still going to get paid off.
Right.
Even if you exotic and put together a system like this, it's still debt on the right column. When you look at the balance sheet, you got your income generator and you have, so that's your asset. and you have your liabilities as your debt. So we start off with debt, you know, and being able to get you the monies you need, and we structure. So it takes money to structure. It takes time to structure, right? We're going to make sure that your credit is where it needs to be. And not all those things happen all at once, right? You want to talk about the realism of things. Can it happen quick? It can if you have the perfect client that comes in with everything. And when we look at inquiries, if you have more than 5 inquiries, we got to fix that, you know, because 5 inquiries per bureau. Not a lot of people have that, right? And have credit scores upwards of 700 plus, and you know, there's parameters that we're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know, when you get that commercial, it has a fine print. You know, if people don't know the fine print of how this works, then yeah, they're gonna be misled, because they're gonna think that everybody that has a 700 score is gonna qualify, and that's not true. I had people with 800 scores that didn't qualify, you know.
Right.
But can we put mechanisms in place to make money and pay off the debt in that time frame, and in essence turn a debt into an asset?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can. You know, we do it. That's part of our claim to fame is our high level to high level program, and it was done very strategically, right? In being able to work, because you can't just go to a hedge fund and propose something like this. They don't work with people in what we call the eye level. You have to have many millions of dollars in liquidity and be an accredited investor to even partake in a hedge fund, right? So when I set this up with my partner, he's the owner of the hedge fund, it was a case study in, can it get done at the eye level? Can we bring this to the masses, and then can we control the factors? Because if you go and give somebody $100,000, are they going to go to Vegas and blow it? Right?
Yeah.
Are they going to blow up the schematic of the diagram that we set up to make this work? Because if one piece fails because they didn't follow our diagram, it all fails, right? Mm-hmm. Now you don't work. Now you don't have the money to put into the hedge to be able to generate the 10x income to come back and pay off the debt.
Right.
Now you just blew up a very big portion of that equation. Now you're stuck with debt for debt in the traditional sense, which is what we did before, right? Before, we'd help people get loans, and they'd come back 6 months later and like, I need more money.
Right.
Well, what happened to the money I gave you 6 months ago?
Yep.
Right? They used it because they didn't have a plan, right?
Yep.
So we go very deep into planning, structurization, and it works, you know, but it's not in the way that it's painted, you know, on social media.
Mm.
We still go through a very delineated process. And when it works wonders.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know how to use credit in this fashion, and done right, it can be a godsend.
Oh, yeah,
we also work with prepared shelf corporations that are aged, that we do set up for fundability, right? So there is a way, a method to the madness in being able to set up business funding in that way, but it costs money to get a funded business, 4-year-old business that has all the acumen to be able to get funded, right? So we charge a pretty penny, usually $50,000 to get $500,000 in credit.
Mm.
I asked a general person, like, would you pay $50,000 to get $500,000? They're going to say yes, but getting the $50,000 and getting across that bridge is a whole different story, right? You could talk about it in context all day. So when we put them through our program and they start generating the 10x return, that's when many times they decide, well, because you're going to have to pay capital gains on that income, right? So you're going to have to do something with that money to be able to generate other tax incentives and ways to offset the capital gains, you know?
Well, I tell you what, I have a ton of credit repair clients right now who, of course, are fixing their personal credit scores. But man, I want to say it's almost 50-50 split down the middle between people trying to fix their credit to get a house, or 50% of those people trying to do something business related. Now, of course, I am mainly involved in the personal credit space. You know, of course, the whole business credit, that's a whole separate thing. And I try and guide people the right way. You know, I just kind of educate people on things they should be looking for or looking into doing when it comes to, you know, building their business and pretty much organizing it the correct way. You want to separate your personal life from your business side, you know, getting your business bank accounts. I don't know if Dun and Bradstreet, if that's, you know, a major thing when it comes to business funding, but you know, I guide them with that and how to monitor their business credit and things like that. But outside of that, you know, I don't do any type of services or anything when it comes to business. So, you know, if I have a customer that's interested in looking into, you know, any type of business help or business funding, now I know I can direct them to you. So,
well, you are perfect in the sense that we run on parallels, and we have a referral rewards program that we built around that because we knew that we had brokers, insurance agents, loan officers, mortgage, real estate.
Yep,
they all needed service. Like, for example, on the mortgage side, I'm licensed in every arena, right? So when I talk to mortgage guys or realtors, I say, well, you have clients that have a down payment, but they can't afford to get into a $500,000 house, right? And I tell them, but they have to have their money seasoned for 2 months inside of a bank account, right? And that money sitting in the bank account is not making them any money. We put that money in a three-month program where it's going to generate that 10x return. All of a sudden, their $20,000 just generated $200,000 or $150,000. Now tell me how it changes your life in going back to the realtor and say, well, now I got $100,000 that I can put down on a house.
Right.
Now we got, now not only did we do that, but we have the money to buy down the rate as much as possible. So now we talk about affordable housing and you just used your own money, but you just didn't know how to do that, right? And that's where it becomes very effective because us on the credit front, we're helping them get to that level where they can buy a house. But what if we took it one step further as their advisor, right? We say, hey, I want you to talk to Jimmy. He's got this program. Within 3 to 4 months, that money that you were going to spend to buy this house and pay $2,000 or $2,500 a month, now we're going to use it and your monthly payment's only going to be $1,500 or whatever that looks like because we got strategic with their current monies, right? Whereas before, nobody has an outlet to advise them, so the traditional status quo happens, right? You just put your money here, come back to us when we can get you an approval. That's just how it is.
Right.
It's how it's written, you know? Nobody thought outside the box until we came up with this program. And this literally arose from credit. This arose from using, looking at all the credit case studies that we had gone through. And what was the biggest qualm? I don't have enough money for this.
Yep.
I don't have enough money for that. There was always a need to be able to educate in that arena, but do it right. Right. So we started also doing working with solar panels, with solar contracts, where we could take a fraction of the solar contract and put that money to work for the client. So somebody coming in that has a house, they don't want to touch their first mortgage, but they do want to do some things with their house and paying off debt and whatnot.
Yeah.
We get creative and say, well, what if we put some solar panels on your home? It has nothing to do with your equity. And we can work off the solar contract and make that money go to work for you. Now you can pay off your solar contract in 3 months and you have $160,000 left over to pay off all your bills for the whole year.
Right.
Imagine not having insurance, any car payments, house payments, all your stuff's paid for the whole year. What does that do for you in your life? It does. What does it do for your credit?
Right.
What does it do for everything that we're doing? So it takes on a whole monster approach to credit when we start thinking outside the box. And I'll send you that referral.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
You can partake in this. And when we work together as a team, man, so much better to your clients because, you know, it's like I tell people, I said, we work on our parallels to help the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter who invented what or did what. No different than when you're a mortgage loan officer and you're a broker and you have to go get a loan from XYZ.
Yeah.
You got all these banks. You know, we work for the betterment of the client. that's what it's all about. You know, you work with your organic market and what skill sets you have, mm-hmm. and then we dovetail and we work together on better solutions for your client.
Right.
If you can make money in the process, then so
yeah, good. Right.
The end goal for your client is going to be more, and they're always going to come back to you in gratefulness for what you did for them.
Mm-hmm. So let's give an example, just, you know, for the people that's out there listening that may want to get like a, you know, step-to-step process on there. So let's say we have somebody right now, right? They just started their business, or, you know, getting in the process of starting their business. What should they be doing as far as getting prepared to get approved for business funding? Like, what steps are needed? What is required? For those of you who have bad things reporting to your credit reports, I'm talking about late payments, collection accounts, charge-off accounts. Get with SturgisCreditRepair.com and let them work on your credit. As you enroll in their service, you can track your credit score updates. You can see what was deleted, what's being worked on. You literally get alerted throughout the whole entire credit repair process, and just work on getting your credit scores improved. Again, visit SturgisCreditRepair.com and let them work on getting some of those bad accounts removed off of your credit reports so you can live the happy lifestyle you deserve.
Right, so getting your LLC and actually having even an address that is not your home is a very big thing. I know it's hard for people to fathom that, but I mean, I have an address in Chandler and I get my mail there and I meet clients there, you know, and I'll rent out a space, you know, like hourly. But on paper, it gives me more credibility having a brick and mortar type of environment. And banks look at that now. Banks have gotten very sticky when it comes to approvals, right? They're now able to look at things differently. Even Google My Business is having, you know, issues with people trying to get credibility and being able to verify their business, you know, for Google My Business.
Yeah.
And so it's getting harder and harder to run your gig business out of your home. It can be done, but it's a lot harder. So yep. I always say, you know, if you don't know how to do it, talk to one of us. It doesn't cost money to do a consultation and guiding you the right way, but definitely, you know, start doing some research on that, because those are some of the biggest things that we recommend, right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, taking the next step and getting your Dun & Bradstreet is important. More so than that, I believe, is setting up, like you said, your financials, right? And not commingling funds and actually having a business bank account. Because I'll tell you right now, you go get business funding, they're going to ask you for a voided check. They're going to ask you for an EIN letter, articles of organization.
Yep.
You know, all the business things that are needed to prove that that's it. If you're going to spend the time to do all that anyways, why don't you just do it right? You know, why don't you just go one step further and get yourself a business phone number through like Umail, right? And Umail, I have 5 or 6 numbers. I have many businesses and each one of them has its own designated number for that business, right? It's not coming. It comes to myself, but it's when you call it, it's answered as a business.
Right. Right.
It reflects a true business.
Mm-hmm.
And little things like that, when underwriting, I was an underwriter for over 15 years. And I could already have red flags coming up when I start doing my due diligence and little things like that start popping up, right?
Right.
It takes away from my approval process. And all of a sudden, somebody that was going to approve for $50,000, now I'm just going to knock them down to $15,000,
right?
That quick, you know, they have good credit, right?
It
makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, very helpful for, you know, any of those that's listening out there, because, you know, I can't count on, you know, both hands and feet how many times a week I get asked, you know, anything related to business funding, business credit. And like I said, I kind of guide people into, you know, looking into Dun and Bradstreet and maybe setting up Net 30 accounts, get a few things reporting to their business credit. But that's as far as I go, because like I said, that's a little bit of a separate process from my main service, which is personal credit. So, you know, there is a lot of people that's out there that are looking for people that are in your industry, someone to help guide them, you know, the right way and, well, you know, help get them.
And to make it even better, see, you and I both know as authors of books that this book that we have, right? Or you probably can't see it, but
yeah,
decoding, that book, yeah. And your book in the background, that's only as good as what you do with it when you open it up and read it. Right?
Yep.
So we know that many people out there listening, they're all about, they want to lose 20 pounds. They want to have the credit. But if I told you, you have to get up at 5 a.m, you have to go work out for an hour, and mm-hmm. you're going to have to track your macros for the next week.
Right.
Are you going to be prone to do that? If I told you you're going to lose 2 to 3 pounds that week, if you follow my direction.
Right.
They might for a week, but they might not for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. So the consistency and the continuity of doing something over time is what's going to get you where you need to go inside of what we do. So we did build a fundability system to help clients go through that so they don't have to go through it on their own, because we know that given to their own accord, they're probably not going to do it. They're not going to do it over time.
Absolutely.
So we built a system that actually will take them step by step through modules and get them a mentor that will actually get them funding, right? So
right.
We'll get them from start to finish through the process and then deliver the goods, right, so that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's as plain as you can get when it comes to helping somebody. But we also, you know, give them the tools and say, well, if you don't want to do it this way, right, money is an issue or whatever, then like a trainer says, well, I'll give you some recipes, or I'll give you some tools, an app or something that can help you. And if you do it, you do it. And if not, you're going to be, you know, I always tell people, look, there's two ways about it. You can do it or you don't.
Right.
And what I can guarantee you is I can refund your misery, mm-hmm. right? Because at the end of the day, if you decide to make changes in your life and you do the work, you're going to see the results. But if you don't, you're going to be stuck and nothing changes. You'll just be where you're at. And,
right.
And if you're okay with that, then that's your prerogative.
Correct.
That's why we have free will, right?
Yeah.
But I'm always of the thinking that if we can better ourselves 1% a day, move into that echelon, because I went through a lot over 25 years, and I know that for where I am in my life, it wouldn't have happened if I didn't make those changes daily.
Oh, absolutely.
Over time. Mm-hmm. Walk the walk, talk the talk. I have to, you know, put it, everything I've done to get me where I'm at has been from a lot of sacrifice and work. So I know it, but I know it can be done, mm-hmm. right? That's another perspective, is because I've been there. I took my tumbles in 2008 and had to go sell cars because I couldn't get a job in the underwriting world.
Yep.
Right? We're piranhas in that world of mortgages and things, you know, not too long ago. I mean, it feels like it was yesterday, but it's going on a few years from now. It'll be 20 years since that debacle, right? It's crazy that it's been that long, because it feels like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same with me, man. I was in the car business about 6 years ago, and you know, that actually made me get into the credit repair industry. Yeah. And I actually had no idea credit repair was an actual thing back then. Mm-hmm. You know, I never had credit issues or anything, so I guess I never looked into it. But I had a lot of customers coming into the car dealership, and me being in sales, you know, it's a commission-based business, I would be at the car lot all day, and I'm doing my job. And you show customers the cars, test drive cars and things like that. You're doing what you're supposed to do. But then they get back there and run their credit. And, you know, you wasted 2 and 3 hours for nothing because they couldn't get approved. And that's when I looked into, you know, how to repair people's credit, how to improve their credit. And then that what led me into this space. And, you know, it just blew up from there.
Right.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's, we talk about the car business. It actually was a very big catalyst for everything that I've done since then. You know, it led me to see so many things in that world that I wanted to change even more, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, these people are already against the wall as is, and here I am, you know, selling them just a ridiculous interest rate on biweekly payments.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, biweekly payments, people can barely get by on what they make every 2 weeks.
Yeah, true.
And then we're taking a very big chunk of that change inside of a vehicle that is losing value at a ridiculous pace, right?
Right.
I talk about it all the time. I mean, how do you take an asset that is depreciating every day, and how do you turn that around when somebody has a loan for 7 years? Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes it very difficult, and it's almost like you're just setting them up for failure inside of that. So I felt a very moral obligation in developing what I did over time, because I was like, there's no way these guys are going to end up tapping out. At some point, the tourniquet gets so tight that they just got to bow out. And if they're already used to bad credit, then it's just another negative on their credit. They don't care. They get desensitized to having good credit because they don't know what good credit even looks like. And so losing a vehicle and going to another buy here, pay here type place is just part of the process.
That's it. You know?
So the mentality in our communities has to change in how we go about doing things. And it gets very granular, right? We start talking about these things at our level, but I was at their level, so I get it.
Right.
So when I empathize on both sides, you know, I get very real with my situation because it led me to alcoholism and losing a lot of things, you know, that we call things, right? Credit was one of those. From my choices, right? I recovered and bounced back from a lot of work. In doing so, though, I saw the destruction that got placed in my path from my choices. And many people go through that. They don't all have to become alcoholics to go through a negative, right? It could be a divorce, a pandemic. It could be tariffs.
Yeah.
Just really
yeah.
Whatever, you know, whatever that is. That situation that got you where you're at. So, but what happens more than that is the demoralization of the character, right? Because character is one of the things that we look at, is the 5 C's of credit, you know, and the character is a very big thing because not everybody is a bad person because they have bad credit.
Correct.
We have to understand that choices, though, will cause people to look at you differently because of that credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so understand that. As much as we want to try to control the judgments that are out there, they exist and they're going to exist.
Right.
And credit is a big part of that. So we got to change that right away, because that's going to be part of your recovery, is changing how that credit, that character part of how you're looked at, and credit is a big part of it.
Yep.
You hear it in music. You hear it in some of the rap songs.
Yeah,
you hear
it
about having good credit.
Yep.
You know, like it almost becomes like a thing where like, you know, to go on a date, you have to have good credit.
Yeah, I actually had a shirt made like that years ago on my website. I had, I forgot what it is. I think it said like good credit needed to date me or something like that. And a lot of people was laughing at it and stuff. And, you know, people started buying it. But that's actually funny you mentioned that. That was pretty
funny.
But
really, on the real, how many things are affected by credit?
Everything, a lot in today's world.
Insurance companies, the employers are looking at your credit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's affecting all fabrics of society
right.
in so many different ways.
Right.
You know? And those that understand it will win.
Yeah.
Those that get it, those that become ignorant to it, they're the ones that are going to suffer over longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that domino effect is horrible in our community,
because
I see it all the time.
Absolutely.
You know? We got to start talking in churches and in education circles, right? Because they don't teach the stuff. It should be a course in high school, but it's not, you know, about personal finance and budgeting and credit in those educational pieces that we talk about in getting started,
right?
And how to track and keep your credit how it needs to be. That should be a part of a curriculum.
Well,
but it's not.
Yeah, that makes you think about some things, right?
Right.
Yeah, it almost make you wonder, you know, why isn't that stuff you know, taught in school and things like that, yet is needed once you get out there in the real world. You know, it almost make you think as if they don't want you to be educated on credit and, you know, funding and stuff like that.
Well, it's big business.
Yeah.
It's big business. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, everything from every consumer driven aspect, right? When we're talking about credit, if, you know, you're trying to sell something and you can make 2-3 times more on that same product based on somebody's credit,
right,
you're going to do it.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that that's how it runs, but it's what rules the world, mm-hmm, you know? And so, I mean, I take it granular as, you know, it starts with us from the home, right? As parents, you know, now that you have children.
Oh, I don't. Chris, yeah, I don't as of now.
But you might, and those that do need to listen, because
yeah,
I think it starts with us as parents talking to our kids about it, mm-hmm, you know, the importance of it.
Right.
If they don't, they're going to suffer. I took on so much debt and student loans, mm-hmm, from my mistakes as a kid. And even though my parents were really good with their credit, they never talked to us about it.
Right.
So, you know, we took things for granted. Like, it was just part of the process. It's like free money. You're going to get it. And that's how I would finance my trips, because I've always loved to travel.
Oh, same and here.
As a college kid, you know, spring break, I was always finding a way to get to the places.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't advise that now, but, you know, 30 years ago, that was what I was going to do. I was like, going to find a way to go.
Yeah.
And if that, putting it on my visa.
Right.
Or taking out a student loan to further my education, so I had the money to go.
Yeah.
I pay back the student loan later. Well, man, those student loans gobbled. They just kept growing.
Yeah. And they don't stop.
And at least I expected it. I had over 100,000 in student loans. And I'm not a doctor.
Oh.
I'm not an attorney, so I can't justify where that money came from. You know?
Dang.
Easy come, easy go. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, I definitely see a lot of student loans and delinquent student loans on consumer credit reports daily. That's actually one of the, that's probably one of the top things I see on consumer credit reports by the day. So very important subject that's out there regarding student loans.
Totally, mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. And those are all pieces that, you know, we have to touch on and quit putting it under the rug, acting like it doesn't exist.
Right.
Those are things you can't write off. You know, those are things that will follow you in the shadows forever. You know, if you disregard it. You know.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of good gems of things that we're talking about that people need to wake up to. You know, and understand that there is a better way, and everything does have a solution, no matter how ugly things look out there. You know, we always tell people, look, you can't fix the problem if you don't, you know, face the problem.
Right.
Look in the mirror and say, okay, I got this problem. All right, how do we fix it? Mm-hmm. Let us work with you on figuring that out. You know?
Correct. Yep. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.